Welcome to
Okay, that's the one. Number two. Hello, Internet. I am Mark.
I am Kunmani.
And I'm Todd.
And welcome to Failure to Comply, episode number two.
Radio,
sorry. I forgot to mention that. We have a very lovely show for you today, but you know who isn't going to be bringing you a show?
Brendan Steven. He is in Toronto getting advice on what he should do when he leaves high school. What a horrible thing.
Yeah.
Career advice.
Who goes for career advice?
If you need to go for career advice, I don't think you deserve a career.
I suggest Kingston for career advice.
I'll give him all the career advice he wants.
Yeah.
Brendan, you
should become a whore.
He should be a massage therapist.
Someone likes Brendan a bit too much.
Brendan should be a
communist.
It's like, hi, what do you do? I'm a communist. It's my job.
Anyway.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. I try. Some comments from the show.
Should we
bust them out? Okay, so Conrad, you can read that out for us.
Okay, this is from our website, ftcradio.net, from Chuck Norris. Hey, douchebag, it's Chuck. I'm going to come to your house, and I'm going to roundhouse you in the face. You better read this on the air. Wish granted, Chuck.
Yep.
You asshole.
Yeah, you bastard.
If you
want to visit Chuck, it's roundhouse.net.
Apparently.
Some shameless plugging here, but it doesn't actually work.
Yeah.
House cleaning. Yes. House cleaning on the show.
Mark
That's what I call it.
Refugees that he pays.
They're
4 cents
refugees,
an hour.
And I pay them quite a lot more than that. Anyway,
5 cents an hour, Mark.
Pretty much. I have a little operation going on here.
Operation
Desert Storm.
Somebody where I live got busted for having an operation.
Oh yeah, nice. Anyway, if
you
could let me get to the
like
show
a...
notes.
Show, oh,
notes.
Show notes.
Sorry,
notes.
Not
oh.
Show notes. I didn't mean that.
Mark has
house
gingivitis.
Cleaning.
I mean, it's not scripted at all.
No.
Yes, not at all. Okay, the site. If you have comments, I just want to let everyone know all the ways, you know, because I like doing that. FTCradio.net is the site if you're getting it from the podcast feed somewhere else. You
Keep
can
talking.
Email us radio at FTCradio.net. That's radio at FTCradio.net. It's spelt like it is. It's not like FEETEE.
Shut up, Mark.
What the hell are you talking about?
And you can give us a call, 1-347-328-5403.
The first person to call gets bragging rights and a virtual handshake.
Well, actually, I thought I'd plug in the first audio comment right about here.
This voicemail was brought to you by Intermedia.net, the leader in Microsoft Exchange and web hosting for businesses worldwide.
Hey, Mark, how's it going? It's Devin here. I was looking at website, and you said you wanted somebody to call, so I'm calling, and I want my fucking bragging rights, okay, right now. And I haven't really listened to your first show, so but I assume it's really good. But Kamani says she sounds really lame, so I don't know. I guess I'll listen to it soon, and then maybe I'll phone you back with some actual comments, but I just wanted the bragging rights before anybody got them, and hopefully I did. All right. And yeah, I'll be coming down to
Kentucky.
Hopefully I can get a spot on the show. Let everybody know who I am. And yeah. So yeah, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, to clear things up, my name is Kunmani, not Canmani, and I did not say the show was lame. I said that I sounded lame.
And her name isn't Kunmani either, like Brendan seems to think.
Yeah, Brendan keeps forgetting that there are two N's in my name.
No, there isn't.
But who cares
oh, yeah,
what Brendan says, because he's in Toronto.
Getting career advice.
Cheap.
Bastard.
Everybody send comments about how Brendan's
actually
stupid.
A rich bastard being able to pay for someone to give you career advice.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
I have career cruiser in grade 8.
I have a father for that.
Career.
That gave me, yeah, you can do something with computers. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Mark
there wasn't
good
dentist
for
on there. There wasn't dentist on there.
You should be a dentist.
And I was saying, I can be a dentist.
You can't be a
Except
dentist when you have gingivitis.
Yeah.
It's true. I hate dentists. I'm anti-dentite,
you
but I want to be a dentist.
You know what I'm anti? Anti-library.
Anti-library?
I'm pretty sure I own the library at least $30.
That's not very good.
So I've sworn never to enter a library ever again.
My friend, their family went to Blockbuster, and they, like, kept on stealing movies from them, and they got kicked out.
That's funny. I was going to say, who can be anti-library? I mean, oh, I hate how they give us free books, and
yeah,
I don't have to pay for them, and they let me, like, you know, renew it and stuff.
But, Mark, I owe them money. It's
yeah, I guess you can be anti-library when it comes to that. But
the library's so harsh on you.
Yeah,
they
are.
Like, break your legs.
You got the library cop coming over to your house.
They're ninjas.
You owe us money.
They're like, blah, 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 blah.
Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, why did I do
interesting.
That?
I don't know. Kind of random time fill. We don't have Brendan to compete with here, as you can imagine. So it's
wow,
a bit
look at the audio file. It's so much smaller without Brendan.
Without Brendan, we're not maxing out here, screaming into the
hey,
mic.
Hey, everyone!
Can you not do that? Because, I mean, you can. Looks like a
bow tie.
Bow tie. It does look like a bow tie.
Here's my business proposition for all the people out there. Send us $80 and we'll send you $75
back.
It is quite a interesting scheme you got going on.
Big profit to be made in this business.
Yeah.
Yes. By the way, if anyone has logo designs, I guess I'm the one that
send
has to
them
say
to
it.
Us.
Say it. Say it to Radio FTC Radio. Net. Send it to us. Can't talk today.
And we'll make T-shirts out of us.
Yes.
Out of them.
Think all of us are on drugs. Yes, we'll put it on our T-shirt design that we will be.
And we will wear them, and you'll never see it again. But
and if anyone over the interweb wants to buy some, we will personally ship them to you.
And I'm pretty
if you
sure
pay
if
more
you
than what we paid.
Yeah, we'll charge. We'll give it to you at cost, really, because I don't care. Like plus shipping, so. It's $400 to ship to Kansas.
Yeah, since that's so far from
since
Kentucky,
that's so far
where
from
we
Kentucky.
Live in Canada.
Interesting.
Kentucky, Ontario.
So basically this episode, instead of saying John Doe, we're saying Kentucky.
No,
so,
Kentucky is the John Doe of cities, Mark.
My sister, Kentucky, came to me.
There was a fight at school between Kentucky and Kentucky.
Kentucky and Kentucky Junior. Blonde Kentucky.
Okay, I think we totally sucked all the Kentucky.
Pretty much. I think we're done with Kentucky. Let's use
still like Jane Doe.
Spanish instead.
I speak Spanish.
In
what
momento, por favor.
Conmany speaks Spanish.
Okay.
I don't.
What do you mean?
Todd,
what?
Your turn.
What do you
your
mean?
Turn.
My turn?
No.
Todd, it's your turn to have a sip. I mean, what?
I mean, okay then, back to the show.
Wow. All right.
We need Brendan.
We're dead without you.
Let's see if he actually listens to this episode. Brendan, if you don't email me, you're considered a fag.
And
well, too late, but you know.
Yes.
And he isn't married.
Yeah.
Brendan,
okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
The populations of Canada and the U.S. I don't
Canada's
get it. We're pretty much the same size country. Canada's
except we're
except
nicer.
We're bigger.
Mark. Canada has more trees, except for the crappy weather in
you
the
know
winter,
what?
Usually.
No.
I mean, we don't have Los Angeles weather in December, but Canada's a pretty nice place. I mean, why can't people find it in their hearts to come to our little town of Canada? The island, I mean.
Cheese.
We make cheese. It's very nice. We'll give you a big, you know what, those big things of cheese?
Wheel.
Big rolls. Wheels.
Why'd you say cheese?
We make cheese. We're good at it.
I don't understand why people
I don't understand why Mark talks.
I don't understand why people talk over me.
I'm sorry, Todd.
Sorry,
going.
Todd.
I don't you're a country folk and you don't understand
yeah,
how us
the
city
slickers.
Screw you guys.
Okay, go
anyway,
ahead.
I don't understand why people immigrate to the USA, especially people from, like, the Middle East and stuff.
Because
like, they're not liked there. Come here
know,
and say,
like,
we love
Paki,
you.
Yeah, I mean, they're for
That's racist, by the way.
Pakistani, Mark.
Okay.
Anyways, go on. You were saying something about Pakistani
yes,
people.
That's what I meant. I mean, you go to the U.S., they force you to be exactly like them. I mean, you can't speak whatever
assimilation.
They speak. Assimilation. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I learned that. Grade 9 geography.
Oh, it's good for something better than...
You learned that in grade 8?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I learned that in grade
8. What kind of schools does the city have?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Kentucky.
Has, I mean, Kentucky.
You jackass.
I'm pretty sure
how many times are we
going
to have to do this?
Just leave
no,
it.
No, leave it, leave it.
Anyway, okay,
so you guys didn't
hear
that.
After that, just try and find me, you bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kentucky.
Shut up, Mark.
We live in Kentucky, Mark.
Kentucky. Should we actually edit that out and put Kentucky where... I think we should, just to tease with them.
No.
Wherever we said
Kentucky.
We'll put Kentucky.
You did it again!
And we'll do it there.
Leave it.
I think
leave
that's hilarious
no,
if we
it.
Do that. I think we should do that.
Okay, fine.
With the same Kentucky fine. That we did, what we were supposed to say.
Kentucky.
Anyway, back to business.
Now that you guys well, like,
now
don't
that
know
you
where
know
you
exactly
live,
where Todd lives.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Kentucky. I'm not gonna say the specific town again.
Can we move on to some of the show notes, please?
Yes, we can. Okay, Todd, go ahead. You have some very nice ones.
On the topic of countries before Canada and the U.S.,
yes.
I don't understand why...
I know it hurts to say it, Todd.
Oh, my God. I don't understand why Canada doesn't have slums and the U.S. does.
Canada has, like, kind of ghetto-ish places, but
no,
it's not like
don't.
The Bronx.
You want to know what's funny? In our city, we can name every one of the homeless people.
Yeah, there's
the
bag lady.
There's
the
guy with the dreads who deals drugs.
The bag lady.
And then, no, that's it's a guy with dreads, Mark.
I'm talking
it's
about the bag lady.
Okay, and then there's the man with the sign, I need $2.
That's in Toronto.
No, that's here.
I saw
I mean,
him at the baseball game.
There's probably... Wow, there's more of them. They've bred.
Apparently. He had a kid, and then he's like, here's my sign. Pass it along. Anyway.
Yeah, 3 homeless people where we live. Maybe
did
4.
You include the bag lady?
Mark, you included her at least 7 times.
Yeah, pretty much. She's a nice woman.
Her name is Gabriel, though. I mean...
That's not much
Jane
of a...
Jane Doe.
Yeah, because we really care about people we don't know that aren't going to listen to the shows.
How do you know?
Opinion.
How do you know
she's homeless?
She's homeless, first of all.
Okay, she has a cell phone.
Is someone going to say, hey, Gabriel, Johnson, come and listen to the show.
Mark, she has a cell phone. I'm pretty sure she's lying.
So she's going to call into our number. Somehow it'll direct her to the website, and then she'll get it that way.
No, I'm saying that if she has a cell phone,
oh my
maybe
God.
She's faking it.
But we do have a number.
We do have a number, and you know what that number is. Okay, that number is...
1-347-328-5403. And if you can't remember that, go to our website, www.ftcradio.net, and it'll be on there.
On
also,
the contact us page.
Vote for us on Podcast Alley. You can find the little button on our website also.
It's a pretty nice button. You just click on it, and it's easy.
It
put
is
your,
a very sexy button.
It is a very nice button. And also, if you have iTunes, subscribe. It's free, but it'll just get it the episode as soon as it comes out
and if
automatically.
If you don't have iTunes,
just
download
go to the site,
iTunes.
And there's a pretty cool player on the site, which I do like myself. So, and also, if you have a subscription with Odeo, you can download it there. I like having more subscribers.
So,
anyway,
any
that's
more
enough
quick
business.
Plugs in there, or is that?
I don't
it?
Think so. Don and Drew, back to business.
Back to business.
That's my new thing.
You just ripped that.
Little Timmy Johnson and you. I just kind of made that
what?
Up.
What?
Timmy Johnson fell down the well in Kentucky, and we need some money, so send it to...
Us.
Us.
You too crazy at Hotmail.
What?
PayPal. PayPal.
No, send it to me. No.
Yeah. No, send it to Root.
Root.
Anyway, Root. I was going to say Rufus.
My name is Pun Money, Mark.
Penumbulum.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay, this is just random. I have a pretty good topic, the terrorism rock, and I like this because I stole it from The Simpsons, but not the whole rock part. The U.S. is so afraid of terrorism, I'm going to promote this rock to you guys. It's a rock, I'll ship it to you. It costs $10, and if you have this rock...
It's a gray rock.
It's a gray rock, it's a great rock. And if you have this rock, there'll be no terrorists, and I guarantee that, because you'll have it, and you'll be like, hey, there's no terrorists, so this must be working.
And for an added $5, we will write your initials on this rock.
We'll personally sign this rock for you. Especially Todd.
Yeah, especially.
We all know you want his signature. For
doesn't
cloning.
Everybody, Mark.
For cloning.
In the future, you know.
Doesn't everybody.
Pretty much. And that also, cloning.
If I had a cent for every day I wanted Todd's signature.
You'd have 2 cents. I was gonna say, if you had a pet pig, and this was the only pet your parents would let you have. Pig.
Oh, pig.
Could be your guinea pig.
My guinea pig is so awesome, but she'll probably die tomorrow.
Probably. One of these days. One of these days, Alice. So you have a guinea pig, and you need a new heart, because your heart ain't good.
You mean pig. You said guinea pig.
Whatever. Pig. I meant pig. So you live on a farm, maybe, because you're having a pig.
You know, this is terrible without Brendan there.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just saying.
Don't worry, he'll be back in 2 days.
I think it's okay.
When he's done getting career advice.
So you need a new heart, so you have the choice of taking the heart from your pig. Would you?
Yes.
Disgust.
Yes. And then I would eat the pig.
Did I mention that this is the only pig you could have and the only pet you could ever have, and you loved it dearly because you found it stranded on an island and you wanted to take care of it, so you took it home with you?
Yes. I would still eat. Wait, no.
Any if
I'm sorry, not eat. Use
any
its heart.
Listeners, if you want to give your comments on that, just comment on the site.
Or send us email.
Radio.
First person to send us email gets a happy face.
Well, technically, we've already gotten an email, but whatever.
Oh, that was
radio at ftcradio.net. It's pretty easy to remember. Like I said, FTC. The letters.
.net.
Woo-hoo.
We want your soul. Huh?
Yes,
sorry?
We are.
Did someone
say
something?
You can go into your topics, Todd.
Oh, I want one.
Okay.
Fair
enough.
Never mind, Todd. You.
Okay.
Your topic.
My topic.
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 That's our new word. The word of the show. Topic.
Topic.
A topic.
It's a mix
talk.
Of a topic
and talk
with C.
K. Yes, we need to get. We need to get the Canadian soldiers out of Kandahar.
What soldiers?
Canada.
Kandahar.
Where's that?
Kandahar.
Yes, that's where they are.
Oh my god,
just
I feel
ignorant?
So uneducated.
I think I'm just ignorant on this subject.
Mark,
we need to
ignorant
get
on everything.
We need
Fine.
To get them out
where
of Iraq, first of all. Then New Zanzibar.
In Iraq. Kandahar is
oh,
in Iraq.
Oh, I thought you meant there's a city called
meant,
that
yeah.
in Canada.
No.
Oh my god, I feel stupid.
I didn't think
what?
That
And I skipped a grade.
And you think I'm stupid.
Speaking of which, she's a fraud, everybody. She plagiarized and that's why she skipped.
Shut up. No, that's not true. You can't plagiarize
she
a math
plagiarized
test.
A George Foreman grill book.
Speaking of which, the first person to impress me with an email or a comment gets a George
or
Foreman
a,
grill.
Or a call on the show. That's 1347...
3285403.
And since I can't even remember the number, you can go to the site... figure it out.
And if you memorize it, we'll give you another virtual handshake.
And yes, we will give you a virtual handshake, and we will not spit in our hand before we shake you. That's our promise to you.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Mark, I'm pretty sure someone does
I'm
that. They spit
sure
in their hand and
I'm
they shake
sure I'm
someone.
I'm have to say that every time we do
pretty
a show.
Much when I do a topic. The Terrorism Rock by Mark.
Mark,
also,
that's
sorry. You can do
no,
I'm pretty
I,
sure
I
I'd sell
to
one to like a hick.
A hick like Todd?
No,
both.
I'm not talking about
I'm
you,
kidding,
I'm talking
God.
About like
You're
a real
a
hick.
You just live in Kentucky,
yes.
And that's a...
real town in the U.S., even though we said we're from Canada.
It's Kentucky, Ontario.
Okay, let Todd get to his frickin' topic.
God damn it, people.
Language,
okay.
We go to a Catholic school.
Yes, I know we go to a Catholic school. Anyway.
Praise God.
Just...
Read the Bible.
That reminds me.
That reminds me. I have my
John
3:16. Right
yes.
Anyway, just so you know, people, when you comment, we can say it on the show. So don't say anything you wouldn't want everybody
exactly.
to hear.
Like,
everybody.
For example,
we know you
Chuck.
Kissed Freddy in seventh grade.
Yes, we know it intimately, inside and out.
Ah.
We were there beside you, stalking you. Especially
Mark.
You,
Mark
Chuck.
Was there beside you.
Just for future reference, Mark talks for himself.
Not FTC.
Not FTC.
I'm not affiliated at all with these people.
These
anyway.
People? Is that a racist comment?
Yes, I'm making fun of
these
people here.
Yes, making fun of me because I'm white. Yeah. Who makes fun of white people? Honestly?
That's what I was saying, and then Taylor's like, everyone. I'm like,
I'm
okay.
not white.
There's no, like,
yes.
KKK for white people. I mean... against white people.
Someone's never heard of the LLL.
I haven't. Do you want to regale me of their adventures?
No, it's not
kidding.
No, I started it yesterday.
Okay, Todd, do you want to continue?
Regale.
Yes, actually. Sorry, I'm a slow reader.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Just like Emma.
My handwriting is extremely messy. I can't read it sometimes.
That's why I use the cum.
That looks like Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen.
No. No. Dancing was right, but Queen, no. Anyway,
oh, the dancing, the gay pride.
No, but that's part of it.
Hey, my name.
Yes.
Okay, it's going
to
take us
stop.
5 minutes
God
to
damn
get
it.
To the next topic.
Anyway, people, email us with a funny phrase so we can use it at the end of the show.
Or
oh,
the
yeah.
starting, because we spent about 15 minutes trying to get it right. And then eventually
we just used one that was
Yeah, eventually
horrible.
We just did a blooper there. Oh, yeah, I forgot to explain that. That's just a little blooper when we were getting Conry to
Obviously
do it
not.
And she can't talk.
Yeah, I can't talk because sometimes
she
I'm
is
just...
That's extremely annoying.
Yes, please refrain from ever doing that again.
I like my voiceover voice.
So
that's extremely annoying, Kanye. Thanks. Okay.
Grand Theft.
Grand Theft
Shut
Auto.
Up.
I think I'm going to have to go in with my own topics here. Porn, is it in you? I don't know what I was going
to That's like the Gatorade.
I know. It's probably... I think I stole it from somewhere.
Honestly,
I'm pretty sure you stole it from Gatorade.
Well, yeah.
Mark doesn't talk for himself either. He talks...
I'm actually... Since we started the show, I'm starting to get a bit better at, like, making up my own things rather than stealing it from a TV show.
Really, Mark?
Just like, for example, last night talking to Todd.
What? I don't even
you
remember.
Remember
Todd?
I was talking about the PayPal email where they...
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, regards, some Indian bastard.
I'm Indian!
Well, it's just that they can get away with it. Not, like, Indian
Mark
in general,
runs a sweatshop.
In India.
Yeah, would you like to tell us about that, or do
yes,
you already?
Yeah, is that a one-line topic there, or are you going to actually...
Mark's sweatshop, I don't even know what it is,
No,
but
we did mention it.
Did we?
No.
Don't you get people to clean your house for like 5 cents?
Oh,
no, that's another sweatshop.
No, but Mark has people in India that he pays nothing.
I used to, I'm
my
just saying.
People, Mark.
With
my
company, my
people.
I was paying people $2 a day to do support for my company.
Let my people go!
$2 a day, or 20, or...
Read the Bible.
$4 a day, sorry. Read the Bible.
Who is this?
Stephen Harper.
Ew.
Speaking
don't say
of which,
that name.
I have a message for Stephen Harper. You're
Can
going
I call
to,
you Steve?
You're going to fuck up so bad that the Conservatives will never, ever be allowed in office again, so you better start doing things right.
He's already doing something. I mean, he's screwing us over with the making tax 14%, 15%. I mean, it's lower, but... First of all, it's nothing unless you're paying for something that's like $20,000.
Yeah, exactly.
And second of all, it's like I was saying, it's less annoying to have to calculate 15% because you just do 10%, which is
annoying.
Easy. I meant it's more annoying to calculate 14%. Whatever. It's less annoying to calculate 15%. It's more annoying to calculate 14%. Either way, it's the same thing. It
okay.
is. I mean, because you say $10, okay, that's easy, because 10, it's $1.
The moral of the story is Stephen Harper, we don't like you, except Brendan, but he's not here, so.
And
we
he
don't
doesn't
like
really
you.
Like you, he's just lying for ratings.
Yeah, because, you know, Canadians, we all love Stephen Harper. No.
And maple syrup.
Yes.
And lumberjacks.
Yeah, and poutine there.
And poutine.
Okay,
poutine
I like
is good. I love poutine.
Quebec.
Quebec.
They think they're all that.
They think they're all
like,
that, but they're
Mark,
not.
Thing about
there's
the
an echo!
There's the thing
Is
about
there an echo in this room?
Shut up.
I did the whole fake microphone here, even though there's one right in front of me, and I just hit the pop filter. It's cooler when you have...
Anyway. The thing about Quebec people is they're always whining for, like, other things. They're like, oh, we need to only speak our language. Oh, you should give us money for... Blah, 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 whatever. What a bunch of whiny bastards.
I know. Why don't they just go and leave? Leave
Why
us alone.
Why don't you just try to separate?
You think of laws in Canada. You can turn right at a red light, except in Quebec, because they want to be different.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was
bastards.
Weird. My voice stand went weird
Quebec.
There. Yeah, the U.S., really?
Well, I mean, you can't do it there, because
oh.
that's not Canada.
Speaking of the French.
Why
French,
can't you?
We can turn right and you can't.
Yes.
Go on.
Speaking of the French... Who the hell decided to put French in schools as it's mandatory?
Ew.
You should be able to choose. Like, even through elementary school, you should be able to choose. Like, in high school, you can.
Yeah, but then
well, you
no
have
one
to do
would
it at
take
least
French
once.
At all.
I know. It's not it like, oh, I'm in elementary school. I'm in grade one, okay? I want to
well,
I want to do French.
Then it should be up to the parents to do it, to choose for
the
kids.
I know it should, but the parents are like, we're
choose,
English, we hate French
people. I would
choose
no, and do you know why?
I would choose Jane
because
Doe.
English is a worse enough of a language anyway.
Worse enough of a language.
Great
grammar.
What's
your first language, even English?
My first language was...
Dutch?
No, English, then Dutch, then Spanish, then I forgot Dutch.
And
great.
You talk it in my sleep.
I forgot Dutch.
I think I secretly was living in Germany as a youth.
No, you
were. What are you talking about?
Marcus Hitler, come back.
Yes, I'm the reincarnation of Hitler. Because apparently I speak German in my sleep, but it's not really German. It's just kind
of
like jibber jabber. It's more like, you know what German sounds like? Angry talking? That's what it is.
So is Russian.
Apparently
like,
I say.
What the hell are you saying?
Apparently I say, I'm going to kill you or something in my sleep or something along those lines.
Oh,
it's just kind of creepy. And then you're like, who are you going to kill? Who are you going to kill? I'm going to kill Todd. Sanjay.
Jane Doe.
Jane Doe. You mean John Doe?
I mean,
who decided on Doe?
Because it's a very...
That's what MS... That's what Bell uses for their, like, example.
I thought they used John Smith.
No, they use John Doe.
Well, that sucks, because John
555-1234.
I wish my name was Muhammad. I mean, what? Sorry, keep going.
Muhammad? Topics. I mean, John. Mo, we could call you Mo if your name was Muhammad.
Or Hom. Homid.
Touch it. Anyway. Okay, that's enough.
Yes.
God, this is terrible.
God, this is annoying. And
Brendan, come back to us.
No, don't. Capitalism. What the hell is capitalism?
It's the ism of capital.
Capital Hill. It's like, I'm on
as
a member to be. Yes, I'm a member to be.
Capitalism, or as the French say,
that
ism
was
de capital.
I liked that. God, Conrad, you're so lame.
Fine.
Can I touch back on the money thing for
yes.
like 15 seconds?
Yes, do it.
You know how the
you can have 15 minutes if you want.
I don't want
leave him
15
alone.
Minutes. Anyway,
go for it.
You know how the dollar is raising up? It's like 91 cents to the American dollar.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we be saving money on things? Like, shouldn't stuff be lower priced now? Like, who's getting all the extra money?
It's pretty much if Americans come here, they just have to pay, like, a tiny bit less than they would in the U.S. It's like, how much is that?
It's
$1,000 American dollars. No, it's $1,000 Canadian dollars. Or 10 American dollars.
That would suck.
No, but, like, do you understand what I'm saying?
If you know what quote that was from, please email us, and I will personally give you the bragging rights. I'm serious, I would.
You don't shut up, I'm gonna personally kick you in your balls.
For every minute you don't shut up, Todd's gonna kill you.
I say we go outside. Okay, go.
What?
Outside in Kentucky.
Yes.
We do a show outside.
One thing that's always pissed me off is, like, parents talk, complaining about the media and video games and stuff like that. Like, what the hell? It's not the video game's fault. If you had proper morals raising your child,
exactly.
they would know right from wrong and wouldn't let video games and stuff like
that's
that
like
influence
that's like the stupidest
the
debate when they're like, yeah, my kid killed 10 people. It's because of those video games.
Yeah.
Video.
And those darn rappers.
It's that rap music they're listening to.
I hate rap.
It's like if you've ever seen Bowling for Columbine.
I
hope everybody heard that.
Yes. If you've ever seen Bowling for Columbine, they all had, like, a different answer to this, and it's like, it's Marilyn Manson, it's the rap music, it's sexually transmitted diseases, and they all had, like...
STIs now.
It's like, and it got to the point that they didn't really have to explain it at all.
I thought it was pretty funny when they interviewed Marilyn Manson.
I know, that
he,
was.
He, like, gave them an intelligence.
I know, he was... I'm like, that's Marilyn Manson at his best there. He's actually serious.
Marilyn
Manson.
Yeah.
Creepy
our fearless leader.
Yeah, Marx, once again, speaks for himself. And his friend, John Doe.
John Doe.
John Doe.
Yeah. Speaking of fearless leaders, Bush.
Versus Hitler versus
Bush
Napoleon.
Bush apparently hates Stephen Colbert officially, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
He was making fun of him a lot, and pretty much everyone at that meeting there. The White House dinner, whatever you want to call it. If you haven't seen that, get it on BitTorrent. It's really funny.
Okay, let's think about Napoleon for a second. He was not a bad person. He just
killed a lot of people.
I know he
killed
a lot of people.
He was amoral.
He wasn't evil, though. I mean, he might have been a bad person, but he didn't go all against Jews. He just tried to get a lot of land, which is always cool.
But the best leader Jewish? Of all time is Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan is a Pokemon.
No, yeah. He's not.
Kangaskhan is a Pokemon.
Yes. Oh. Rather, that Pokemon the fad.
Remember that?
Pokemon?
Back in the day when all the youngins liked Pokemon.
Okay, I still like Pokemon.
Because that's remember why you're youngin.
I remember Crazy Bones.
I forgot to mention Happy Steak and BJ Day, but that was a long time ago. I just thought I'd mention that. Because everyone likes to celebrate.
Happy
no,
steak
I didn't.
And BJ
I got a steak, though. As a matter of fact, I did eat a nice steak, though. No BJ.
He gave a BJ?
No.
Anyway. Completely off topic for everything.
Pretty much.
Our tech teacher was giving us this whole spiel on the commandments and all these sins and stuff.
He was a tank gunner.
And then he tells us he was a tank gunner. How can...
Bit that's controversial,
that,
there.
That's irony there.
Yes, our tech teacher, Mr.
Irony.
Doe. Good man. No,
yes, Mr.
Tech.
John Mick, tech teacher.
Hey, Todd, remember when you almost got a 52 in that class?
No.
John?
Damn. I called you John.
Did you say John or Todd? Maybe you didn't.
I think I said John.
Let's rewind there.
Just to clarify.
John.
Just to
show actually did that. I'm like, that's hilarious.
Just to clarify.
Third time.
My name is Todd, not John.
I'm Kudmany.
I'm Mark. And thanks for listening to FTC Radio.
Really? Are we done?
No.
I don't want to be done.
I don't want to go home.
I still have like 40 topics.
Because at
home,
my brother will like shoot me.
Before we
Todd hates kids.
And
he'll murder them all.
Yes, I hate kids, but that's a different story. In a different day.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow. Don't you mean 2 days?
I do mean Friday.
You mean the day after tomorrow?
I do.
Anyway.
Or 2 days before the day after
tomorrow. Which is Mark Day.
Mark
you
Day, that's right.
Federal Trade Commission nerd bastard, we hate you.
Oh yeah, whoever said that.
Whoever said FTC, we turn their name into shit. You know what?
I love feedthechildrenradio.com. They stole it from us. We were all ready to snatch it.
They got it the day after we thought of this show.
The day after I thought of the name.
Yes,
because
we thought of Fresco. Did we mention that came off of a drink bottle subconsciously?
Fresco. Fresco Radio.
Fresco Radio. It's the female version. It's lesbians instead of gays. That's one of my topics, but I think it's kind of self-explanatory. I don't like people that are guys and they pretend to be women on radio shows. I think they're just trying to get...
What?
I think they're just trying to get a listen.
Mark?
I'm not going to mention anyway because I don't remember their names.
Read the Bible.
Like, everyone's trying to be like Howard Stern. Not us. Not us at all.
We're completely original and we haven't ever plagiarized anything, ever.
Except Kudmany.
Sure. Except Kudmany. That name's taken by Google.
Kudmany.
John Google.
My name is...
He's like, my real name is Kudmany. I don't know what
Except
Russian.
Except that was kind of Russian.
In Soviet Russia.
Exactly
my
the
name
most
is
Russian person in the world.
You could
all.
Be part Russian. Everyone's part something.
That was odd.
Oh my god, they're on to us! I'm Mr. Rogers' neighbor.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
What?
Todd. Our sponsor.
Yes, our sponsor.
Oh, I just
want
to mention, if anyone wants their
Mark,
on our crappy radio show, just email me.
Mark, it's not crappy.
It
How
has spirit,
you?
Damn you.
It's below standard. Okay, I'm just saying, if you want your ad,
speaking
audio
of
ad,
the Bible, no.
We can do it for you if you just want us to add it to the end of every show. You don't need to, but you do have to pay, just saying. Radio@FTCradio.net. It will be forwarded to the program director,
Mark.
Who will
Mark steals everything from us. He won't forward anything.
Also, if you're planning on joining the Scientologists, you have to pay. So, send your money to us and we'll ship it right off to them.
Oh, yes. Send us 80 and we'll give you 75.
Let's see here.
Let's have a little look-see at the show novels.
Shut up, Mark. I have something better. Okay. Did you know people out there in radio web?
Radio man. Hello. This is Homer Simpson saying howdy.
Anyway,
Anymore, and I'd have to pay for the copyright to that.
Shakespeare plagiarized, speaking of plagiarism, plagiarized most of his work. Isn't that crazy?
That was a nice segue from before, but too bad the phone interrupted us.
phone. That wasn't a phone.
Yeah, that was the feds coming to get us.
That's true.
Because Canada. Because Canada is planning a terrorist.
Yeah, that's exactly what she's
not.
Doing. It's like, I'd like to clarify, I'm not. Have a little aside
so
with the
microphone.
If you
want to join, come
hey,
to Kentucky.
And Kunmini's random throwing in Bible references there made me think of
oh,
this.
Yeah. Read the Bible.
Just for all, just for all your people out there, Catholic priests can be married,
but they have to not get married once they become
a
priest.
No, listen, they're not just gonna be like divorce your wife
pretty much
now.
And unhave your kids.
Also against the church's
yeah,
divorce.
I know.
What's
so
the
why
point
would they
of
make
that?
Them
though most priests like that's their life.
See, Mark,
calling.
If you were
can
to
you
get
s-
married now,
yes. I would get married now.
If you were
if
to
I
get
were,
married.
And I wanted to become a priest when I'm
no.
90.
Anyway,
I could.
If you get married before you become a priest, it's okay. And if you have kids before you become a priest, it's fine too. And I found this out from
I've never
my
had
local
a priest.
Priest.
Mr. John Doe. Father John Doe, sorry.
Father John Doe, sorry for the disrespect. Father.
That was Kunmini because she's... She's a goth.
Praise the Lord.
I'm a goth?
Yeah? What?
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 when did I become a goth? I'm a happy person and I don't
happy
praise
people,
Satan.
Happy places at ftcradio.net.
Speaking of happiness, if you want happiness, send us a dollar.
Oh, I think I did this. I'm like...
if you want happy... Okay, we just
when
want
I wanted comments,
session.
I'm like, you know you want a comment. It'll just get you that little extra joy you need in the day. And I'd had little things like that trying to... plug people in, but yeah, we loved the comments. It was they were very nice comments. So more people send us comments.
I think half of them were from us.
Yeah, pretty much. But I like the ones that were.
Don't freaking use the comment board on the
as our own personal soapbox.
I think we're going to start blogging soon too, because you know all the cool people are doing.
So
it.
I have a feeling I'll release this later tonight
drugs
or tomorrow.
Company? Gonna start doing drugs because all the. Cool
prostitute
I'm not going to do drugs. Drugs are stupid. Don't do drugs. Read the Bible.
Smokers are jokers.
Drinkers
everybody.
Aren't thinkers.
Smokers, what the hell
druggers
is wrong with
thuggers.
You?
Druggers
are. Who are you trying to impress?
I'm pretty impressed with my
Mark smokes. No, he doesn't.
Speaking
really?
Of jokers, Tom Cruise, here's a message for you.
You little joker.
The person who made your religion was a science fiction writer, and I also heard that he made your religion on a dare, so stick that in your bong and toke it.
That's a
I
nice
thought
one.
That was her clothes.
Yeah, and remember.
Oh.
Okay. Canadian Army, I'm pretty sure we talked about that last year.
We don't have one.
We don't.
We'll just use
let's
that.
See. how to cross the American border with
God
a gun. Honestly, have you ever... I'm sure we've all been to the U.S. quite a few times. Ooh. Have you ever been checked your whole car under your seat, perhaps?
No.
In that bag of groceries in your trunk.
But they did ask if my brother was part of our family or not. And I was
yeah,
just
because
like,
he looks another, you know,
my
different...
My brother, John Doe.
Yes.
Yes, John
he's actually, his name is actually Jack.
Doe.
Jack Doe.
Doe.
From this Indian family.
So anyway, I'm
like,
just saying,
Jack.
I mean, they're not gonna check. They hardly ever check. So, I'm just saying, you don't have to do anything bad with these guns. You can,
But Mark, it's not...
You can go across the border with guns just for the sake of it.
I have a question
not
for
you, Mark.
Not
to start a terrorist.
Yeah, not to do anything bad. I mean, that's just kind of silly.
Hit the UN, because nobody...
But how are you going to bring a gun into the U.S. if it's not
it's
that
exactly...
easy to get a gun in Canada anyways? Not as
you
easy
can get
as
handguns in Canada,
I know, but it's not
see?
As easy as it is.
That's true. I mean, it's
US.
Pretty easy, though. You can't say it's hard to get
actually,
guns in the U.S. It's normal. It's not like... I mean, you have to fill out all the necessary paperwork and all that.
Yes.
Necessary. You have to go all boring when you say that. Okay, Todd.
All right. At our school today, we had this really weird dance-a-thon thing where everybody was...
A.K.A. Gay Pride Assembly.
Yes, it was a gay pride rally, I swear to God.
Everybody... We were, you know, the cool kids who
not,
sat in
yeah.
the corner and nodded our heads and talked about how stupid it was.
Yeah, we said, you know, these
that's
losers.
How social we are. I have no life.
You have a life. We're your life.
The FTC is your
yeah,
life.
Yeah, FTC is your
except
life.
Except what? Anything. This is the second show. Crap life I've been leading.
I wonder if we'll be by episode 25 by next Christmas.
I wonder if we'll get to episode 25.
I know.
If we get Brendan, we'll make it to episode 25.
If we get to Brendan, we'll get, like, to episode 500.
Because we could just stop talking.
I can't imagine it, but I mean, eventually. has to happen. I'm not going to give up on this.
Speaking of not having Brendan here, have you noticed on this program here how we're not going off the chart with Brendan?
Yeah, we're
not
going
here.
Right to the top there. I have to, like, try to make it work, but I can't.
It's 4:30, Mark.
It is 4:30.
My bedtime's 5. I should go. Brendan has
like
a bedtime.
9:30.
Had to throw that out there.
Mark has a bedtime, too.
Ten.
No.
Mark's like, I gotta go. My mom's calling me. Yeah.
Just I did like have to study principle. For a certain thing yesterday, but that has nothing to do
read
with
the
it.
Bible.
Yes, John Doe.
I wonder if anyone's
you
been catching that.
You of all people, why do
yeah,
you
I
keep
mean,
on
you,
throwing that
Yeah,
in?
You of all people.
Why? Am I anti-Catholic?
Your dad is an A-T-H,
yes.
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Atheist.
Atheist.
So what does that mean? I can't like God?
Pretty much. You're half atheist. I'm like, you can't be half and half and half. Half anything.
Yeah, you could be pseudo-Christian, though.
Pseudo?
Just
pseudo.
Like Timmy.
Your pseudonym?
Timmy.
Timmy
yes,
Johnson, the guy
like
who fell down the well?
No, the person who commented on our site.
Timmy.
Oh, that guy. Timmy
yeah,
O'Toole.
Timmy.
Oh,
no, not Timmy.
T-Moss.
T-Moss.
Yes,
Fog Moss something.
Something.
Something. Sorry, I can't remember.
Todd has friends. Do you know how sad that is?
But they're internet friends.
No, I have real friends,
I know.
Too.
I want friends.
You
Connie,
guys are my
we're
friends,
friends.
Guys.
I think we can officially consider ourselves friends. I mean,
where'd
we've done two
friends?
Shows. We've hung out an hour. Yes, Connery is immature. I think this is a nice time to end the show.
I'm also a year younger. I have the right.
That's true.
You want to do your sign off?
Anyway,
there,
all right.
If you want to leave us a audio comment, the number is
1-347-328-5403, or you can find it on our website
at ftcradio.net, or you can send us an email radio@ftcradio.net.
Okay. Remember to send us sign offs so that we don't have
and
the
images for the t-shirts.
Oh yeah, logos
slash
FTC.
Hoodies.
And
hoodies for
we'll
the
think about paying you.
I'm a little
nice.
Too cheap for hoodies.
Yeah.
You can get them
hoodies.
On Cafe Press for $25 or something. Like
okay.
That.
Except that's not what we're doing.
No,
not
it's
not.
Support
it
the local retailers.
Local
Kentucky.
Local
so what's your sign off?
Okay. No, I don't want my sign off is so horrible. I don't
Fine.
Want to say it.
I'll say it for Kunmini because
no. Okay.
She's
this
an
is
idiot.
A sign off that I brought only if Todd failed to bring his own, and that's why it sucks, and it's Todd's fault. Go on.
What do you mean? Go on. Anyway.
Sperm.
What?
Can you stop? Okay, let's
just
get done.
Kunmini
just
said sperm for some reason.
No, it
anyway,
looked like it.
You sick-minded little girl.
Shut up.
Kunmini's sign-off was...
No.
Remember that if you spell...
No, shut up. Shut up. Don't. Our sign-off today is goodbye. Don't say anything, Todd.
Have good night.
It's,
yes.
Read the Bible.
Good
oh,
night.
Yeah. Read the Bible. We want your soul. Wait, that kind of controversizes.
Okay, good night, everybody.